our first guest is actually Anna Rodway and Maddie Nunn. And you're from an all-female cast, which is the theatre group is called Essential Theatre, and you're doing Enter Ophelia, am I right?
Well, we two are from the company that is collaborating with Essential Theatre,
okay.
Called Three Birds Theatre, but it is indeed a collaboration of an all-female cast,
sure.
Five women from the two companies.
So just give us a heads up, are they both companies, are they just all female theatre companies, yeah?
Yeah, both are female-led theatre companies. So Essential Theatre started 16 years ago, whereas yep. Three Birds Theatre, Anna, Candy and myself are three graduates from VCA. We graduated in 2015. So we came together collaborating and thought, we want to see more female protagonists out there. So we thought we'd write our own stuff. And so Essential came and saw our show last year, Lady Cake, and thought we reminded them of younger versions of themselves. So we thought we'd start this collaboration together.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So you're going to, it's not just a one-off, you're going to look at doing more stuff together.
Yeah, anything's
Hope
possible.
To.
Yeah.
Right. Because we've had Essential on quite a few times and I really love it because they push the boundaries a bit, don't they, with their productions.
They're amazing and really inspiring for us, I think, to have had such a long career trajectory since they graduated from drama school, a number of years ago. And I think they said to themselves, how can we fill a niche by doing these huge scale Shakespearean productions, touring all over Australia? Every year we can, they can hire a director and a cast of actors and designers. So they have this longevity of their group that they can kind of make the whole theatre ethos around,
yeah.
And that's really inspiring for us as well.
And you see, the way Shakespeare started, all the female parts were played by male anyway, so
right.
It was all male.
Exactly.
So now you're flipping the whole storyline,
yeah,
which is great. Now, we always like to find out a little bit about the two of you, and you've already given a bit away that you actually met at drama school. But Anna, let's start with you. Yeah, what's your background?
I am a Melbourne girl, born and raised in Melbourne. I come from a big family.
So you had to fight to, is that why you end up an actor? So.
That's right, wanting to be heard. No, I think I am interested in the arts. I always have been. I was a big literature student, big film buff. I love writing. And then I think when I met Candy and Maddie at the VCA, we three just sort of fell in love with each other's sense of humour, and we're a bit of a Monty Python trio. Like, we just make each other laugh, and that's how work often gets created. And I think just being someone who really relishes that collaboration,
yep.
It's kind of been a dream come true to meet.
So what's it like having your own little production company? Is that all you're doing now, or are you looking for other outside work as well as an actor?
I think we were just, funnily enough, discussing this in the foyer, just saying to each other, it's so rewarding to have the control that we do have over Three Birds Theatre, and thinking to ourselves, okay, there's a grant opportunity coming up, or there's a festival happening out near Horsham, or we could take this on tour to Edinburgh. So we've got this control to actually map out our year, because Three Birds is our own. But at the same time, knowing that we do have to be ready for auditions and answering to the industry and possibly what's coming up, and also being on the front foot with other sorts of projects, we do end up having quite a lovely balance of our own work and anything else that comes our way. But it's great to have the Three Birds Theatre at the forefront of our creative yep. working life. Mm. Yeah.
Maddie, what about you?
Well, I'm from Newcastle in New South Wales.
How did you end up here?
How did I end up here? Well, after high school, I went to Hungary. And then once I'd come back from Hungary for a year, I thought, I can't live in Newcastle anymore. It's too small. So I went to live in Sydney, and I started getting into drama society there. And then VCA has auditions in all the different states, and I auditioned in Sydney and got in. So I packed my bags, moved to Melbourne to go to VCA, and haven't looked back since. So that was in 2013. Yeah, well, time has passed.
And was drama school what you've always wanted to do, or was your trip away something that broadened your horizon? What was your interest in art?
Yeah, well, I'd always been I come from a small nuclear family, and a bit more of a sports. I was a bit of the weird drama freak in my family. I did always want to go to drama school.
Although Newcastle has had a string of very successful people within the arts, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. There's so many artists that come out of Newcastle, and I feel like when I was there, I didn't engage at all with the arts, and I don't know if that's just because of where I was at in my life and where I, you know, where I grew up or not, but yeah.
But it was also in the era that it was became really famous, when it was quite industrial there, when there was all the shipbuild or the smelter works or whatever was there. And now it's more just a big regional town, isn't it? Not that far from Sydney.
Yeah, and it's not, it's, I would say that, yeah, it's quite like the second largest non-capital city, a little bit of town trivia for you.
Is it bigger than Wollongong?
Yeah, it is. It's very similar to Wollongong.
Right,
but
okay.
But I think it's a touch bigger.
Right, okay. And probably more tourists as well go to Newcastle because it's up that coast where all the Hunter Valley is and all that, isn't it?
Yeah, they're very close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good little beach spot.
Yes. Yeah, the surf's pretty good there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're like, Anna, you know, like you're happy with the way you're going now with your own little theatre company and...
Yeah, I mean, we've done quite a bit in the last 2 years in terms of like taking control of our own career trajectory, as Anna was saying. Like, Three Birds Theatre, it's a business. Like, we've essentially created a business for ourselves, and that we're pioneering. And you know, we write all our new work. Our mission statement would be, you know, championing the female protagonist and just putting current issues also at the forefront of our work. And we're also big comedy writers, as Anna was saying. So, yeah, we love to do the extra role here or there and work with other people. Like, last year we've worked with other theatre companies doing acting roles, but it's really special to have our own theatre company.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind knowing a little bit about how you actually transitioned, say, from drama school to having your own company, and how did it come about? I mean, what did you learn, or what did you have to learn to start it up? And yeah, just tell us a little about the experience of actually setting up the company.
Mm. Well, at the end of our third year, we had this amazing program called Frisk, which was the Victorian College of the Arts. Their version of Melbourne Fringe. So we essentially performed at the same time as Melbourne Fringe of 2015, and we all had to learn how to pitch an idea. So we had a panel of industry professionals. We pitched the show called Three Birds, One Cock, which is what we pitched at the time, the three of us, a take on Alfred Hitchcock's Blondes. And then from there, that show was then chosen for Frisk of that year. And then after that, the show then toured. So we kind of went straight into Adelaide Fringe, literally off the bat of doing Melbourne Fringe. And so we sort of tumbled into that opportunity, which then led to, we had Lady Cake at the Poppy Seed Festival. We had another season of Three Birds, One Cock. So it kind of just, the cogs just started turning in motion. I think at the same time we were learning about writing grants and networking and
employing people
like to work with.
Get other artists, as well as collaborating with Essential Theatre as producers on this show, Enter Ophelia. Previous to this, we've had to approach, you know, lighting designers, set designers, composers, and saying, hey, we're creating this show, we have this feel, would you like to come on board? So we've kind of really learnt on the fly how to create a theatre company, knowing all the different cogs that, you know, a stage manager and everything like that, that, you know, make theatre. We've learned it on the fly.
Yeah, we have, really, project to project.
And, yeah, like, because it can be tough, and especially creative people having to run a business as well, and which I know you, you know, like, that was part of your course that you learnt to do that, because it is a business at the end of the day, isn't it? And if you can't put on production that's going to fail, because you're like, there won't be any work at the end of the day.
No, and I think you forget how much time that producing side takes. Like, often we'll say, oh gosh, we've got so many deadlines to meet, marketing or publicity, these kinds of things that you almost just want to throw into the corner so you can just get back and keep generating and creating the material. But you actually have to go, no, we still want this to be accessible for people, for, you know, everything to fall into place, that we have audiences
but
at the end of the day.
Obviously, you've had a very good run. Melbourne Fringe, and then Adelaide Fringe, Poppy Seed, which is a brilliant as well. So you've really been caught up in a lot of really positive, and you know, obviously you're good enough that you're getting these opportunities. How'd you go in Adelaide? Because the Adelaide Fringe has just started this last weekend in Adelaide. How did it go? You know, considering you're out of town.
Well, it was a really interesting experience because we went there running on the high of drama school. We went straight into Adelaide, and we probably chose a theatre that was a bit further out of the hub than we realised.
Okay. Where was it? Because I'm originally from there.
Oh, Star Theatre It was, so. Yeah, it's not in the hub. It was, what suburb? Near, closer to the airport. We didn't know what we were doing back then. We were young and foolish.
Mistake.
Yeah. But it was interesting. We went out there and I also have family out there, so we got to sort of drive in their trucks, like showing us where things were. It was really interesting. It was harder at first because it wasn't in the hub, but we were flying and really, you know, knuckled down on the publicity, social media, trying to get our show out there. And we ended up having quite a good turnout. I mean, naturally with the Fringe, it some days have fewer people than others. But yeah, we went really well because we went straight into another scene at the Mechanics Institute in Brunswick, another season there. So that was great to be able to go from Adelaide and learn from that experience and then go, great, now we're going to do it back in Melbourne in our, you know, our own hub with our own networks. And that was a really great success as well because we did end up making money from that show. Yep. Adelaide was more of a
testing ground for you.
Yeah.
Now tell us about this production you're part of. What's it called again?
Enterophilia.
Right. So I'm guessing, am I right by guessing? Yeah.
Yes. You're thinking of Hamlet?
Yeah.
Indeed. So it's we're calling it like a gothic riff on Ophelia. So it's not a we're not trying to recreate Hamlet by any means, but we are doing a kind of response to her experience in Hamlet, sort of through the lens of the different dynamics that she has with her lover, her father, her brother, a Gertrude type figure, all thrown up in this kind of wacky world that is kind of trying to push her and pull her and buffet her to sort of make a decision, because as we know, Hamlet is all about the action and inaction of the protagonist. So we sort of thought, what if Ophelia was thrust into the spotlight and she has to make a choice about how she sees herself?
Yep. Isn't it amazing? And we talk so much about Shakespeare on this this show because it's an arts program and Shakespeare comes up a lot. The impact that Shakespeare is still having on like theatre and the social issues are there, aren't they?
Absolutely, it's a playing ground. Like there's so many things that you can mine in Shakespeare. At first when we had this task of, you know, making this response and trying to actually explore and investigate who Ophelia was within this world, there was so much we could have done. The hardest thing was narrowing down our focus, actually. Yeah.
And so what's the obvious, you obviously don't want to give too much away because, you know, you're reinterpreting here, but what can people expect from this production?
It's a comedy. They're going to expect to be able to laugh.
Because that's what you like writing.
Yeah.
We do. We like the kind of rhythmic, sharp, witty, back-forth banter.
They're dropped into a world. I think that's another thing that we work closely with the design. I think the audience can expect to feel to be new worldly. It's otherworldly. It's in dark, dirty Denmark.
dark and dirty.
Yeah.
And we have got an amazing design team as well. We should say that.
Which is so important with, and especially, I don't know if you've been to a curious incident.
No, we didn't get tickets, unfortunately. No.
The design of that is second to none. I don't think I've seen theatre perform, visually to look at, and sound-wise, the music is just extraordinary. Try and see it on video because it's sold out, I think, anyway. Mm. But, that takes you to another level, and it's what they're doing with the visuals on stage. Obviously you don't want to build sets too much, but you can do it with lighting now, can't you?
That's right.
Yeah. And where are you performing?
At La Mama.
La Mama.
Faraday Street.
Sort of going ahead leaps and bounds. So important here in Melbourne, isn't it, La Mama?
It's such an iconic theatre that's... You've got so much history. We're just laughing about how much paint is on the wall.
I could imagine.
You could pretty much... rip a whole wall off and it's just be paint.
Yeah, and you're like, fit another 10 seats in.
That's right.
It's from the 20th of February to the 4th of March.
That is right.
Okay, and obviously you just booked through La Mama.
Yeah, and tickets are selling quite quickly, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's it called again?
Enterophilia.
Right. And thank you so much for coming in today and all the very best with your company. What's your company called again?
Three Birds Theatre. You can have a like on Facebook if you want.
Absolutely.
Or Instagram.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.